For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Midterm election day is just over a week away, and if you thought that maybe there would be smooth sailing once early voting started, then you are probably new to Shelby County politics. It's why political analyst Otis Sanford joins us every week. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you know, Otis, sometimes government officials get a bad rap for problems that maybe they didn't expect, and other times a reputation for bungling things is well earned. So let's start with the Shelby County Election Commission. Mm-hmm. Inundated with voter registrations this year, which they say around half of them were invalid for some reason. They can't get all of them processed in time, but they do say that they'll be able to process incomplete applications at the polls. Then this week, a lawsuit. Bad rap or bungling?
Well, I think that there's a combination of two. At the outset of this, I tried to give the Election Commission the benefit of the doubt. Because it did seem that the dump, if you will, of thousands of registrations right on the deadline for registrations put them in a bind.
Right. And Administrator Linda Phillips did say that the Tennessee Black Voter Project, which collected a lot of mm-hmm. these applications,
right.
intentionally withheld them until the deadline to create, her word is, chaos.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not sure that I'm buying that.
Okay.
Everybody knew that there was going to be high interest in this election. They say that they tried to, you know, bring in some extra people to help process them, but they should have been prepared for that. So I'm not sure that I buy the criticism that the Black Voter Project intentionally tried to create chaos so they could then file a lawsuit. I mean, that's a pretty toxic charge mm-hmm. that there's no proof of that.
Can you talk a little bit about the lawsuit? What are they trying to win here?
Well, I mean, I think they're trying to say that the Election Commission is using questionable criteria to make a lot of these applications and registration forms invalid.
Some of the complaints and concerns about these election forms are really interesting and also really confusing. Apparently, on the actual government form, if you don't check the box indicating whether you are a Mr. or a Mrs., form is invalid. And when the Black Voter Project was creating their own forms to pass out, they didn't put in the sort of small print that it's mandatory that you check one of these boxes,
yeah.
which is leading to some of these questions. These seem like very small, almost petty issues.
Petty issues, Chris, and frankly, if I don't want to tell you that I'm a Mr., if I don't want to tell you that I'm a Miss or Mrs. or Ms., that's my business. I mean, I may identify as neither, but you're telling me that if I identify as neither, then I can't vote or that my registration form is invalid? I think a court will look at that with a lot of skepticism. Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lawsuit now every election with the commission. There was one last summer about the locations of polling places. Mm-hmm. There are these technical glitches that fuel conspiracies. Like if you enlarge the text in the voting machine for the governor's ballot this year, mm-hmm. it knocks the Democrat to a different page. When Democrats are by law supposed to be second in the order of nominees. The explanations always seem reasonable, but the consistency, I think, is what really raises the concerns of Democrats. If Shelby County is such a big Democratic stronghold in Tennessee, what should the party be doing here to make sure the elections don't continue to raise problems?
That is a tough question to answer, Chris, because even though the county is heavily Democratic in terms of numbers, the Election Commission makeup is determined by the makeup of the legislature. If you have a Republican-controlled legislature, which is actually a supermajority legislature, then all of the election commissions across the state are controlled by Republicans. I suggest that people need to go to these election commission meetings. They're open to the public and hold their feet to the fire. Question them just like you would go to a city council meeting and demand some accountability.
So I'm fairly certain that no one ever expected movie star Jennifer Lawrence to weigh in on a Memphis referendum. But it turns out that she is one of many opposed to three charter amendments facing voters here. One of them extends term limits. The others have to do with runoff voting. Mm-hmm. But there have been longstanding complaints now about the wording, that it's confusing. But now in the midst of early voting, the city council now wants to spend $40,000 to educate people on what these measures do. Otis, You were not impressed with this move.
Not at all. They went at this very late. And here's the reason why I believe they went at it very late, Chris. The majority of city council members want to have term limits extended to 3 terms instead of 2. They see that the tide is going against that. And there's another thing that's going on here. A few years ago, the city council reduced the time for city employees, including part-time council members, to get pension and other benefits. They moved that to 12 years. Well, if a person serves 3 terms in office, that's 12 years. Hmm. So there's some self-serving financial benefits here to getting 3 terms on the council and not just 2.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.